Hello and welcome to Northwestern Exposure, a weekly look at whole systems approaches to issues affecting individuals and communities in the industrialized world. I'm Paul Nelson. Today, we give you hope for whole systems approaches. According to a research effort that has taken over 13 years, the belief in whole systems or holistic approaches is growing exponentially. That is good news for the planet. The research has been done by a couple who've written a book chronicling the emergence of what they say is a whole new subculture in America and in the world. The authors call this new group the Cultural Creatives.
This is not about who's enlightened and who's unenlightened, who's smart and who's dumb, or who's moral and who's immoral, anything like that. This is more like talking about a whole new country the size of France that maybe somebody smuggled into overnight under the radar, and that whole new country is a complete complex way of life. The beliefs are different, the sense of how the world works is different, what people've got in their houses is different, and as well, their fundamental life priorities for themselves.
That's Paul Ray, who considers himself a macro sociologist. His partner is psychologist Sherry Ruth Anderson. They are co-authors of the book, The Cultural Creatives, How 50 Million People Are Changing the World. Sherry says this new subculture emerged from the different social movements of the late 19th and 20th centuries. The Black Freedom Movement, the conservation, ecology, and environmental movements, women's rights, gay and lesbian rights, and so on.
Cultural creatives have been involved in four, five, six, or more of the social movements, the consciousness trends, and the rest of the population has been involved in zero, one, or two. There's practically no overlap at all when you look at that. So what you see is, oh, there's been some kind of powerful reframing and learning to ask questions over the last 40 years.
Their research has indicated the group has grown from 3% of the adult population at the end of the 1960s to 26% of the population today. And it is the fastest growing group of consumers in America. But don't call them consumers. They prefer not to be labeled by what they buy. I suspect they are wary of labels altogether. But when Madison Avenue does find out about these folks, the impact on society is likely to be huge. That inspires me. And I hope you get a sense of that as we talk with Paul Ray and Sherry Anderson today about the Cultural Creatives. Thanks for tuning in. If you are a marketing person disenchanted with the corporate world, we have a potential career opportunity for you. The nonprofit organism that produces this program, It Plays in Peoria Productions, is planning a major expansion in listenership, affiliate stations, and underwriters. We are seeking an aware, self-starting person with at least 3 years of marketing experience who's looking to help the planet through cutting-edge radio and internet programming. If you're a marketing professional looking for work with real meaning, this may be the position for you. Only serious, qualified applicants are encouraged to inquire. Details are on the website at www.inpeoria.org. That's INPEORIA.org. Radio experience is a big plus. Women and people of color are encouraged to apply. It Plays in Peoria Productions, the journal for the whole systems transition. Coverage of issues affecting Native Americans on this program is made possible in part by the First American Education Project, informing the public about issues of importance to Indians and where candidates stand on these issues. More information on the web at first-americans.net or call 360-352-9833. This program is also made possible in part by the Law Office of Peter G. Livengood, emphasizing the representation of people injured by defective products or through the negligence of others, as well as insurance coverage, real estate, business, and commercial litigation. More information at 206-282-5851 or on the web at livengoodlaw.com.